This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit Monday in Helsinki, Finland. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin said their private talks were frank and businesslike.
It's quite clear to everyone that the bilateral relationship are going through a complicated stage, and yet those impediments essentially have no solid reason behind it.
Mr. Trump described the talks as direct, open, and productive.
Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we have taken the first steps toward a brighter future and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought.
The two leaders discussed arms control in Syria, but little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea other than that they agreed to disagree. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for the poor state of relations. He took aim at the lengthy U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, describing it as a disaster.
There was no collusion. I didn't know the president. There was nobody to collude with.
Mr. Putin stood firm. Russia had no involvement in the U.S. election.
Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
12 Russian intelligence agents were indicted last week for hacking into Democratic Party computers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized Mr. Trump for siding with the Russian leader.
For the President of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement, American defense officials, American intelligence agencies, is thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
He said Mr. Trump has strengthened America's adversaries and weakened its defenses. In Mali, at least 12 people were killed in a northeastern village near Niger, said to involve rival gangs and jihadist militants, ahead of national elections later this month. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.